Welcome everyone to today's focus for Wednesday, March the 29th, 2023 at 11:54 a.m. Central Time. Today's focus, physical or spiritual blessings. Or maybe I could say it this way. Today's focus, material or spiritual blessings. When you talk about being blessed, when you talk about all the blessings in your life, what do you usually talk about? I want you to be like painfully honest here. When you talk about all the blessings, all the things that you're so grateful for, all the things you're so thankful for in life, do you feel like, just you got to really think about this right now. Do you find yourself talking about all the material, all the physical things, things of, in a sense, of this earth, of your life? Let me give you an example. You could be, how are you doing? Oh, I am so blessed. My grandkids are amazing. So you see your grandkids as a blessing, or maybe it's your children as a blessing, or maybe it's your spouse that you think is a blessing, or it's your health, or it's your brand new home, or it's a new car, or it's a new job promotion, or sometimes it's bigger things. Sometimes it could be even everyday things, but they're still physical material. Food, shelter, your health, just you're having a good day. It could be even something that others may think is frivolous and it doesn't matter. I'll give you an example. Right now, if you were to ask me what I'm very excited about and it's brought me great joy, Apple Music released their classical music app. I know it sounds frivolous and it sounds ridiculous, but I have enjoyed it immensely. I have loved it. I've been waiting 3 years for it. I was a part of the previous company that Apple bought, and I got to do an interview with the owners of that company, or they interviewed me asking me questions about what was missing on the app and all of those things. And Apple bought them, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And I do have a long, lifetime love of classical music along with all the other genres of music. And so I've been exploring it, listening to it. It's brought about a great amount of joy and pleasure. So I would say that's a blessing, right? But it's something frivolous. I haven't had a seizure in a while. So that's a good thing. I don't like having seizures. So that's a blessing. Okay. Obviously here in a little bit, at some point, I'm going to go downstairs today and look for food and I'm going to be able to find it. And if I can't find what I want, I can grab my iPad or my phone and order something to be delivered. That's a blessing. Now, I'm by no way, shape, or form trying to minimize us having a thankful attitude towards all of these things. I don't want you to see that I'm trying to pit the physical versus the spiritual, but I want you to just consider how much of our focus is on the physical and the material. I think that that's what we typically talked about when we talk about being blessed. And a lot of times that's what we thank God for, is all of those things. And I'm glad that we're grateful for that. Never stop being that. But I wonder sometimes if that creates a possible problem. Let me explain. We've been doing a number of broadcasts where I've talked about some very difficult parts of Christianity. And I've talked about how living the Christian life, we're living a life of faith that at times contradicts the reality around us, right? Because the reality around us is, well, there's people starving to death. Every 10 seconds, a child dies of starvation, school shootings, murder, war, famine, plague, death, sexual assault, children being molested. There's all these horrible things around us. And sometimes we're like, well, where is God? And at any time, all of those physical blessings, all of those material blessings that you are so grateful for and you're so thankful for, at any time, they can be taken from you. Boom, just like that. I can be so grateful for my health today that I haven't had a seizure. I feel pretty good. But hey, 3 hours from now, 5 hours from now, 10 hours from now, I could be face down anywhere in this house having a seizure and come to busted open, bleeding. Who knows what could happen? Who knows? Whatever, any person in my life that I see as a blessing could be taken from me in 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, an hour from now. My house could burn down in the next hour. I could be paralyzed on the way to church tonight in a traffic accident. I mean, just think of all of those material, physical things. They're like sand, right? They're like, you can hold it in your hand, but it just pours through your fingers, right? It's like trying to hold water in your hand. Like, those blessings are amazing, and we should be grateful, and we should be thankful for them. There should be a sense of gratitude and a sense of thanksgiving. Anytime I eat any food, I should be grateful that I have it. So we need to maintain an attitude of We should maintain an attitude of thanksgiving with about everything, no matter how small it is. And I think, very good. Someone used the word temporal blessings. Yes, they're temporal blessings. I like that. See, someone else needs to be doing my podcast. I call them physical, but I think we should call them temporal blessings versus spiritual blessings. I'm gonna change the name of this entire episode because I like that. They're temporal. They're great. They're wonderful, but they're temporal because they're gonna be gone. You can have health today. At some point, your health is gonna be gone because you're gonna die of something, right? Unless Christ returns. So they're temporal, but I want us to be grateful for that. I've received a lot of emails. Late last night, I did a broadcast talking about how the difficulty in praying. Well, the one thing I know we can pray, no matter what's going on in our lives, we can pray every day a prayer of thanksgiving for what we do have, these temporal blessings, these material or physical blessings. I can thank God every day for those temporal things. I can thank God for clothing, for food, and to literally verbalize that to God in prayer, not just think it. I think we need to get better at literally stopping and saying, God, thank you for this meal. Thank you for this home. Thank you when you're putting on your clothes. Literally taking a moment to say, Lord, thank you for this, for the clothing. Thank you for the shelter. Thank you for the air conditioning. Thank you for the heating. Thank you for the water. Thank you for, and literally verbalize it to God. Because I received a lot of, emails. I'm repeating myself, but recently with people saying they don't know what to pray. They don't know how to pray because you pray about, a lot of times we're praying for something, but let's just get better at speaking up to God, literally speaking out loud and saying, God, thank you for this. That's the one kind of prayer you can always pray, a prayer of thanksgiving for your material and physical and temporal blessings. But those blessings are temporal and they could be gone at any second. And if we put all of our focus on those blessings, here's my fear. When everything goes wrong, then sometimes we're frustrated because, well, God didn't fix it. God didn't solve it. God didn't bring it back. And then it can lead to something. I think, well, you can get discouraged. You can become despondent. You can, start deconstructing. You can begin to question God and struggle with your faith. And that happens. And don't act like people within Christianity don't struggle with those things, because we see things that happen and it doesn't make any sense to us. But because I think we're almost trained. On one hand, I'm trying to say something good about the temporal blessings. I want us to literally get better at thanking God every single day for that. So today, I want you, whatever you're doing today, when you get ready to eat, when you get in your car, when you walk through your house, I want you to stop constantly today and then literally speak the words, Lord, thank you for this. No matter how frivolous it may be, no matter how small it may be, I want you to be thankful to God for the littlest things, because we need to develop that constant being thankful to God. Because a lot of times we're like, well, I don't know what to pray for. Thank God for what you have. So I on one hand, I want to make us more aware of that and more thankful for that. But at the same time, I want us to be very careful that we don't train our brains to only see the physical or the temporal, because that goes away. And then you're going to be left broken and despondent and frustrated and unhappy. The blessings I ultimately want us to think about today. I want us to get better with the temporal, but I want you today to start considering at the same time you're focusing on those temporal blessings, those material, those physical, I want you to consider your spiritual blessings. The spiritual blessings serves as the foundation, right? Because here's the thing. No matter what happens in your life, no matter your circumstances, no matter whether it's good or bad, no matter whether it's your life is filled with tragedy and heartache and suffering, your spiritual blessings are immovable, unchangeable. They are there. You can cling to them every single day. Because sometimes life doesn't make any sense in the temporal, in the material, in the physical. It's filled with pain, suffering, confusion, and loss. But the spiritual is certain. It is set. So I want you to consider your spiritual blessings today. But while you're in the middle of thanking God for the temporal, for the physical, for the material, I want you to take time today to really thank God for the spiritual blessings. And the passage that I'm going to give you, you know which passage I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you Ephesians chapter 1 today for your scripture to meditate on. Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 3. 3 to 14 is where I want you to focus on today. 3 to 14, all right? 3 to 14, because I'm going to read it. You may agree or disagree, but I'm going to read it this way. I'm going to give you I'll throw it as a hypothesis of interpretation, how I'm going to interpret it, and then you can tell me whether you agree or disagree. So not only will you be focusing on your material blessings as far as trying to verbalize thanksgiving to God all day, then I'm going to turn your attention to the spiritual blessings, but I'm going to make you consider how to interpret this passage of scripture. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. There we go. There's the blessing. He has blessed us. Now, what has he blessed us with? Look at the focus here. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All of our spiritual blessings are ours because we are in Christ. How are we in Christ? By faith. So by faith, you are in Christ. And as a result of being in Christ, you have received all spiritual blessings. Not some, but you have received all spiritual blessings. All spiritual blessings. Someone just has eternal blessings. Very good. Temporal or eternal blessings. I'm telling you, I'm going to change my entire title today. All right. Someone is better at this than I am. All right. But I love this because that's a good way of describing them. I want you to be thankful for the temporal. And I want you to literally speak it out all day. God, thank you for this and this and this. And hopefully it becomes a daily practice. But I'm telling you, those temporal, those material, those physical, poof, they'll be gone. They're just going to be gone. We got to have something to cling to, and it's our eternal blessings. It's our spiritual blessings. It's our blessings that we have in Christ. I cannot stress that. They are yours in Christ. They are yours in Christ. That's why you have them. Not because you're good. Not because you're godly. Not because you do this or do this or don't do this. It's because you are in Christ. Now, what are those spiritual blessings? Now, I'm just going to throw an idea out here. Look carefully. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, the King James here does not end verse 3 with a period. Now, I'm not saying that all translations do that. In fact, I'm going to look. Hang on, I got another translation right here. I bet you some will place it there. And remember, in the original, there was no punctuation. Ephesians 1:3, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. It does place a period, but because the King James doesn't, it made me think, well, I wonder, so this is my thinking. The spiritual blessings are articulated in verse 4 to 14. Let's see if that works. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. All right. The first spiritual blessing, the first eternal blessing we got is election. God chose us before the foundations of the world. He elected us. And he elected what we, look, what did he choose us to be? He chose us to, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, how does that happen? A lot of people read this like he chose us to be that. Well, we're never going to be that in practice. So he chose us to be that in Christ. In Christ, guess what? I am holy. In Christ, I am without blame. In Christ, I am before him in love. So he has chosen me. He has chosen me. He's elected me. That's an eternal blessing because he chose me before the foundations of the world. As long as God has existed, I was chosen by him. I was elected in him as long as God has existed forever. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Not only have we been elected, we have been predestined. We have been predestinated to, listen, we have been predestinated to the adoption of children. So election and predestination, those are our spiritual blessings. Please note this. Our adoption. We have been adopted as children of God by Jesus Christ according to his good pleasure and will. Please note, this election, this predestinating, and this adopting is not something we did. It's according to, as I'll read it here, according to the good pleasure of his will. The good pleasure of his will. It's not my will. I wasn't adopted because of my will. I was adopted by his will. I was elected, I was predestinated, and I was adopted. Those are your spiritual blessings. And that nothing can change that. My house could burn down. I could find out that I've got terminal cancer and I've got 3 months to live. Guess what? I can thank God today. You elected me, you predestinated me, and you adopted me. Now, as you're thanking God for all the temporal blessings, right? As you're thanking God for all the material and physical, because there's plenty of them to be thankful for. And I want you to thank God for that. But every time you thank God for the temporal, I want you to take just one more second, two more seconds, three more seconds to say, thank you, Lord, for choosing me, electing me, predestinating me, or adopting me. Just choose one of, you don't have to say all of them, just choose one of them. He's adopted us as children by Jesus Christ, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he's made us accepted and the beloved. All right. So you could go through this. Here's our spiritual blessings: election, predestination, adopting, adoption, acceptance. We have been accepted in the beloved. We have been accepted in the beloved because of his grace. Now I'm accepted. Before I was, in a sense, under the wrath of God, under condemnation, rejected, but now God has elected me, predestinated me, adopted me, and now I'm accepted in the beloved. Next, in whom we have redemption. We have redemption. That's another spiritual blessing. We have redemption. And where does this redemption come from? Through his blood. What's another spiritual blessing? The forgiveness of sins. We have redemption. We have been bought back. We've been bought with a price, right? We've been bought. We have forgiveness. Every day you can thank God for forgiveness. Every day. For every sin you have committed, are committing, and will ever commit. They've all been forgiven because of his blood. That's why it's insane when Christians create a theology that says, well, if you do this and you do this and do this, you proved you're never saved. Wait a minute. If I do this and this and this and this, that can't prove I'm never saved, because doing all of those wrong things, they've all been forgiven. The price has been paid. And it's according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath proposed in himself. Now, the next is, we have been given knowledge. What do I mean by that? We've been given knowledge because we've been given his word. So ultimately, you can say, I am thankful for the spiritual blessing of God's word. That's how, look, How do we know the mystery of his will? It's scripture. That's scripture. Now, some will try to take that we're getting information outside of scripture, which destroys sola scriptura and creates problems. No, I am grateful that God didn't have to. He could have redeemed me. He could have forgiven me. He could have adopted me. He could have made me accepted. He could have chosen me. He could have predestinated me. But guess what? He could have left me, in a sense, in the spiritual dark. But here I have it right here in my hands. It's been made known unto us the mystery of his will. All right. Next, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Now we can think of, I'll let you work on that one. There's things we could do with that one, right? Next. Because the goal here for today's focus is not to expound this perfectly, right? The next, in whom also we have obtained the inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. We have been given an inheritance. We have been given an inheritance. What is that spiritual inheritance? What is that spiritual inheritance that we have? What will we inherit? We have obtained an inheritance. What is that inheritance? I want you to think about that today. So what is our spiritual blessings? Election, predestination, adoption, acceptance in the beloved, redemption, forgiveness of sins, God's word, an inheritance. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, and whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that you believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's another spiritual blessing. Why is that important? Because only something of equal or greater authority can break that seal. I can never break that seal. My sin can never break that seal. You can never break my seal. Satan cannot break my seal. Death cannot break that seal. Only God. And God won't break that seal because he sealed us until the day of redemption. The next verse, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. He purchased me through the blood of Jesus Christ, sealed me until the time where he then will take me, and then I will be, obviously, in heaven for eternity. I want you to write down all of your spiritual blessings that you have in Christ, found in this passage. If you need to look any up, look up any commentaries to make sure we probably skipped a couple. Look them up. Write out all your spiritual blessings. I don't know if you want to put that on your refrigerator. I don't know where you want it. I don't know. But you need to look at it every single day. And every single day, you need to pick one of these throughout. And not just once a day, all day. Lord, thank you for this food, but thank you for my inheritance. Make sure you know what that spiritual inheritance is. What is that spiritual inheritance? That would be something to study. Lord, thank you for redemption. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for sealing me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for predestinating me. Thank you for adopting me. Thank you for making me accepted in the beloved in Christ Jesus. Thank you for what you will do in eternity. Like, just you choose one of those things. Every time you thank God for something temporal, material, physical, you thank God for something spiritual, for something eternal. One that gives you maintains the balance, but always remember the temporal, it's temporal. Never forget you're thanking God for something temporal. It could be gone in minutes. Cling to those spiritual blessings where no matter what happens, no matter what you don't have, look, there's lots of temporal blessings you probably wish you had. There's a lot of temporal things you wish you could fix. There's a lot of temporal things that can make you discontent. There's a lot of things that can lead to frustration. But man, those spiritual blessings, they don't move. They don't budge. Nothing can change them. No matter how much I fail, no matter how much sin, I know I've been adopted. I know I've been predestinated. I know I've been chosen. I know I've been sealed. I know I've received redemption. I know I have the forgiveness of sins. All of those. I know I have an inheritance. focus on those two things today and develop. Now, I know this is cliche, but I mean this. Develop an attitude of gratitude for not only the temporal, but mostly the spiritual, the eternal, because you always have that to fall back on no matter what is going on in your life. Because in life, man, those temporal are temporal. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. All right. I'm going to stop right there. That is your today's focus for Wednesday, March the 29th, 2023. Please contact me to give me your thoughts about all of this. newsif@yahoo.com. newsif@yahoo.com. And we're going to probably change today's title to temporal versus eternal blessings, or temporal and eternal blessings. We'll see. We'll make the most of it. But in the meantime, today, go forth and give much thanks to God for the temporal and the eternal. Thanks for listening. God bless.